97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. Kim on a whim.
Kim on a whim is proudly brought to you by Missouri Brush Control. Enjoy your land the way you've always dreamed of. Learn more at MissouriBrushControl.com.
This is the first school year since the Supreme Court struck down affirmative action. And remember how controversial that was. People were up in arms, the audacity that the Supreme Court would have to say that this is unconstitutional. And thank goodness that they did, because people who are going into colleges and universities across the country can know they're getting in because they've earned that spot, whether it be their academics or on a sports scholarship. They have earned that spot. It had nothing to do with their race.
I still don't buy it.
Well, we know that there are ways around it, and that's exactly even this NBC article I found is talking about that. Well, here's what's funny about this. So this NBC News article talks about how black enrollment has dipped at some of the top colleges after this Supreme Court ruling, including Washington University. It's dipped 4% from the incoming class last year.
Because it was not falsely inflated by test scores.
Well, 100%. So, and I'm going to joke about this. I had never heard of this college, Mount Holyoke in Massachusetts, Mount Holyoke College.
Yeah.
And Mark's been messing
with me.
They
got a decent basketball team, which is the only reason I've ever heard of them.
I said, Mark, because my parents are from that area. They grew up around the, you know, New England area. Anyway, and I'm like, Mount Holyoke, is that what it's called? And Mark's like, Holyoke, Holyoke, Holyoke-y. I'm like, Mark, trying to mess with me here this morning. Mount Holyoke, I'm sticking to that. This is the Mount Holyoke president talking about the impact that this is having on their admissions process.
That demographic information that used to be readily in students' file is now masked. When we get that data now, the data does not have race data attached to it.
It's just blank.
That's right. So there's no way for readers to know.
I think that's fantastic.
Isn't that perfect?
Isn't that what you want it to be? That is wild that that is so upsetting to them.
But that's not equity. We need equity.
Listen to
not
this.
Equality.
Listen to this person. This person's name, and I know I'm going to butcher this, but I'm going to say what I think it is. Flamachu Fofana.
Excuse you.
I know. I know I butchered that. I'm sorry. Freshman at Yale said she cried when she learned about the court's decision. It says, according to this article, although she excels academically, she is black, and she worried that she lacked the same extracurricular activities and awards possessed by other applicants to top colleges. So she was worried that without affirmative action, she's like, I don't know about my decision on where I want to go to college. It made me feel like I had to change my strategy a little bit when I was applying to colleges.
So
noting that she began to think about ways to highlight her race in the application process.
Yeah.
Which goes back to what you said at the very beginning, which is that if they can't overtly put, I am black, I am white, whatever, they're going to find other ways to include that information so that these people who are over this admissions process can somehow figure out that's who they are, because they're still trying to hit the diversity, like, check, we've met that quota.
Yeah. Maybe she'd write an essay like Kamala Harris said the other day, that she used to soak her collard greens in her bathtub, trying to relate somehow to, I guess, ethnically to racially to people who eat collard greens regularly. I don't know, but you know that's what's happening. So this woman I won't even try to remember the name that you pronounced.
No, just try.
She admits.
What do you think I said?
Floviaci. I don't know.
That's it. You nailed it.
Okay.
That was it.
So she is a good student. You said academically
she went to
very
Yale.
Strong.
She went to Yale. She says she excels academically.
She got into Yale.
Yeah.
But she was worried that without the crutch of her race, her extracurricular activities might not have been as high as some of the other applicants, and that might have hurt her.
That's what the article says.
That's what she was worried about.
Yes.
So she was admitting that she was banking on her skin color to give her an advantage in getting into that university. Do the flip test on that. I mean, imagine if it was a white person saying that. Well, I just knew I was going to get into Yale because I'm smart, but I'm also white. I mean, that's obnoxious.
Oh, I know.
And you know, the thing to remember here is this wasn't a black and white issue when the challenge came before the court. It was Asian students
right.
who it's not a stereotype, are better students.
Right.
Their parents have higher academic standards for them in many cases, and they're more driven to do well in school. They are. They just are. There's no way you can get around that. And they're the ones that sued over it because they were being left on the sidelines with 4.6 GPAs and perfect scores on the ACT because their skin color didn't happen to be tinted.
Right.
Other than whatever it already was. I mean, it wasn't black. And that's outrageous. I mean, the fact that we threw that system out on its head, everybody should be applauding that.
I know. So some of these other schools that they mentioned in this article that have had a drop in enrollment, black enrollment specifically, would be MIT. About 5% of its incoming class is black, compared to 13% in recent years. Amherst College in Massachusetts also saw a significant drop. It says black students made up 11% of its class. So the incoming class last year, just 3%. For this most recent school
year. And I'm not proud of that, but I mean, you also can't just decide you're going to change that because you want the mix of people in your freshman class to look different. This needs to be a merit-based decision. If you've got a requirement that everybody coming in has to have a 34 on their ACT on average and a 4.3 GPA with all of these academic requirements, unless, of course, your skin color is different, then we're going to reduce those standards for you. How is that fair?
I agree. This girl who is a freshman at Yale said, after the decision, when I started visiting schools, I started realizing how much I value diversity. You hear that a lot nowadays. It's not that I don't value diversity. I do think that is a good thing, but not at the cost of not allowing someone in who rightfully deserves it because they've earned the spot simply because you need to check the box of diversity. And that's exactly what the left has done. And that's what I have a problem with. It's not like she's going to be the only black person in the school. I mean, there's still diversity. Does she need to hit a certain number, I guess, where she's going to feel comfortable in that school? Does she need to have like a certain percentage? Because that the younger generation in particular, I hear that word a lot. I mean, that is so important to them, to make sure that they have diverse voices and all of these things. And
I'm sorry, but if the only reason you got into Yale or Harvard's medical school is because of the color of your skin and not because you're the smartest SOB who applied, thank you, but no thank you. I don't want you to be my doctor. I don't. I want the smartest person available to be the one overseeing my medical care or flying my airplane. Where have we gotten away from the meritocracy of that? It's insane to do anything else. It's insane.
I agree.
It's why other countries are beating us in science and technology, because they don't pay attention to that nonsense.
I just don't know how you could be accepted to a top university knowing you didn't earn it and you only got in because, or primarily, I should say, because of the color of your skin, whether that's white, black, I don't care. Do you feel good about that? Like, do you feel good if you got a job knowing that you check some box and that's why you're in that position? Where are your values? Where are your morals? Do you feel good about that?
No, you shouldn't. It's just a matter of common sense.
Well, a lot of people don't have that, Mark Cox, and that's the problem in today's society.
There's a lack of common sense floating around out there, because it does matter. It does matter. We feel good because we sing Kumbaya and we embrace diversity and inclusion and everybody should just hold hands in Kumbaya. No. Some things are more important than others. They are. Some jobs require a higher level of ability than others, and putting anybody in there simply because of their skin color is ridiculous. It is. It's like saying that, you know, Mark Cuban's going to hire a 4'2" midget to be the center on his basketball team. He's not going to do that in the NBA. That person's never going to make the cut, whether you want more inclusion or not. It's not going
to
happen.
I think you should have to. I think there should be some rule that all these basketball teams, for example, they have to have a certain number of people who are under 5 feet.
And under 5 feet.
Right.
Yeah.
You have
I'm
to.
I'm with you on that.
They have to start.
Makes perfect sense. And if you don't, then you're a racist.
You're a bigot.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, it's a good point. I'm glad you found that study. Thank you for that.
Get more at 971talk.com.